Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello and welcome to Pediapod for July 2023. This month, we look at fetal and neonatal outcomes during the COVID-19 pandemic. The COVID-19 pandemic severely affected health and healthcare systems worldwide and could have resulted in changes in fetal and neonatal outcomes. Whilst there is some evidence that the pandemic led to worse pregnancy-related outcomes, only a few population-based studies have compared the risk of fetal and neonatal mortality in the pandemic period to the baseline period. In this episode, we speak to early career investigator Vivek Shukla from the University of Alabama at Birmingham. Using machine learning techniques, he performed a population-based perinatal study to identify changes in fetal and neonatal outcomes during the initial and Delta COVID-19 pandemic periods as compared to the baseline period. Here's Vivek.
I am an assistant professor at the University of Alabama at Birmingham, Department of Pediatrics. I am a clinician scientist with a focus on developing AI-based decision support tools. So that's my research interest.
And where did you grow up?
I grew up in Ahmedabad, so it's a city in India. I grew up watching my dad, who's also a pediatrician. So I was very inspired since I was a kid. And then I did my medical school and pediatric residency from Sardar Patel University in India, and followed by fellowships in neonatology from the Indian Academy of Pediatrics in India and then University of Toronto in Canada. Then as I went ahead in my career in Toronto, I started getting more interested in machine learning and AI. Then I decided to come to US and did my PEDS residency again in SUNY Downstate University, and then followed by neonatology fellowship again in UAB. Recently, for the last year and a half, I have started doing my PhD training in Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering at UAB, focusing on the application of AI and machine learning in medicine. So far, I have focused on large database studies. The study that was recently published in the Pediatric Research was also a large database study using the Alabama Department of Public Health database.
So it sounds like you're well into these big population-based studies with a focus on AI. The paper we're here to talk about today was a huge population-based study based in Alabama looking at the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic on fetal and neonatal outcomes. Tell me about that.
There have been several studies looking at how mortality and how different outcomes have changed in COVID-19 pandemic period. Most studies so far have been single center or not population-based studies. There are population-based studies as well, but those have had very small study periods. The benefit of this study was we had a big, large database, and it is a population-based database, so it will reflect population-based outcomes.
Is there any evidence that the pandemic did have an effect on fetal and neonatal outcomes, or is it just something you wanted to investigate?
The COVID-19 pandemic was associated with several changes in healthcare delivery, healthcare utilization, and different outcomes. So we were expecting to see some changes. Most of the studies have had varied results because they have not used large databases. The hypothesis was that we wanted to test is that the COVID-19 pandemic is associated with higher stillbirth but lower neonatal mortality rates. And the reason for choosing this hypothesis is that due to the changes in healthcare availability and healthcare utilization, there would be higher percentage of pregnancies not getting the optimal care, which might result in higher stillbirth. But the pregnancies who are highest risk of mortality, neonatal mortality, would be ending up as stillbirth, so it would paradoxically reduce the neonatal mortality rate. And the other consideration was that likely with hand washing and social distancing, the rates of infection might have gone down, and that might also contribute towards lower neonatal mortality.
I get it. Rather than the virus itself affecting fetuses and pregnant individuals directly, it was more about disruption to that antenatal care that we know is associated with better outcomes.
Yeah. In a population-based study, you can find out how outcomes have changed. You can adjust for what was changing, and you can get a real impact of any health emergency or pandemic situation. So that was the benefit with the database that we had, that we could do that analysis.
How did you aim to set up a study then that would more robustly probe this association between neonatal and fetal mortality and the pandemic?
Our study duration is basically encompassing the baseline period starting from 2016 to just before the start of pandemic, which was February 2020. And then we have the data for the initial pandemic period, which we defined as March 2020 to June of 2021. And then we had different Delta pandemic, which happened around July of 2021. So that period was taken as Delta pandemic period from July 2021 to September 2021.
And you looked at over 325,000 deliveries during that period.
Yeah, so this database is basically a public health database from the Alabama Department of Public Health. It includes stillbirth and birth and infant death records. So in this paper, we used ARIMA model, which is a type of machine learning model, to prognosticate what would be the likely expected stillbirth and neonatal mortality rate.
So when you looked at this huge data set, then what did you see happening to stillbirths and neonatal mortality before compared to during the COVID-19 pandemic? What effect did it have?
We found that the neonatal mortality rate was going down during the pandemic period, both initial and Delta pandemic period. Likewise, the stillbirth rate was also lower in the both pandemic periods.
But that was not what you'd hypothesized about the stillbirth.
Yes, we found both stillbirth and neonatal mortality rate going down. Stillbirth was not statistically significant, but the neonatal mortality rate reduction was statistically significant. Overall, there was a trend of decreasing neonatal mortality over the years. Then we did a ARIMA model adjusted analysis, which basically stands for autoregressive integrated moving average. And what it basically does is takes into account what is happening in the past to kind of make predictions for the future. And we did not found any significant change in either the stillbirth or neonatal mortality rate. Meaning to say that when you adjust for what's going on in the baseline period, if there's a trend already happening in the baseline period, when you adjust for that, there was no significant difference in either of the outcomes.
Because just healthcare is improving, is that what you mean?
Exactly. So anytime you have a long duration of population-based data, that there would be some changes happening gradually over the period, irrespective of the pandemic. So there might be already some changes happening. And when you adjust for those changes, and it might be related to improvement in the care overall that is being delivered. There might be improved access to healthcare. There might be newer interventions that are improving healthcare and stuff like that.
If your model is to be believed, then that the increases in neonatal mortality weren't really down to any pandemic factors, but just the steady beat of improvement, what can we learn from this about preparedness for a future pandemic in terms of fetal and neonatal mortality? Are we saying that it isn't something we really need to worry about in the next pandemic?
Good question, Jeff. The initial thought was that there would be significant increase in stillbirths, and that likely would be a reflection of the care being provided not being up to the mark, or the antenatal care was not getting delivered or not being accessed. And seeing the result, we didn't find any major ups or downs. So my conjecture would be that it's likely a reflection of how resilient the healthcare system is, and it was still able to manage good antenatal care, good delivery care, and post-delivery care, so that we don't see an increase in the mortality rates. So it does not mean that the COVID-19 pandemic did not have an effect. We still have to be mindful in next pandemic, if it happens, that we are aware the outcomes might get worse, and we need to be responsive and being mindful of analyzing it close to real time and seeing how the mortality and big adverse outcomes are doing population wise. So that if there is any adverse effect of ongoing pandemic, we can public health wise manage it better in real time.
Based on what you said, that maybe the fact that the pandemic didn't have any effect was down to resilience. I mean, we can't expect health system resilience to be the same all over the world. Would you like to see this population-based method being replicated in other states and indeed other parts of the world?
So likely different places have had the effect varyingly across the globe, I would say. It's incumbent on public health organizations and the governmental systems to kind of analyze that and to be prepared for the next pandemic and how best manage the next pandemic. Because what has happened, but how can we improve our preparedness for the next one that might come?
That was Vivek Shukla from the University of Alabama at Birmingham. And that's it for this episode. See you again next month for your next installment of Pediapod. I'm Jeff Marsh. Thanks for listening.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.